Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 31st. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1941, the Mount Rushmore National Memorial, located in the Black Hills of South Dakota, was completed after nearly 15 years of work. The colossal sculpture features the heads of Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln, symbolizing American history and the nation's founding, growth, development, and preservation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-thigh-high swell on Thursday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, expect similar knee-to-thigh-high swell with glassy conditions in the morning, transitioning to semi-glassy and semi-bumpy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday will feature knee-high swell with light sideshore conditions in the morning, becoming bumpy in the afternoon, with winds shifting onshore. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 11. After that, it's choppy until 6, but it might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming high tide, when the north swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the variable wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 5.5 foot at 8:45 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 56 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:58 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:06. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today with temperatures climbing to around 70, accompanied by a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 54 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 69 degrees and light west winds. Rain is likely Saturday with cloudy skies and a high near 66. Sunday brings a chance of rain with partly sunny skies and a high near 65. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is moving to ban algorithmic price fixing in the housing market. City Council President Sean Elo Rivera is proposing this ban against companies like RealPage, which utilizes private data and artificial intelligence to help landlords set the highest possible rents. This practice was revealed in a ProPublica investigation last year. The U.S. Department of Justice, alongside 8 state attorneys general, has already sued RealPage for violating federal antitrust laws. Elo Rivera emphasized the urgency, stating, "Families are unnecessarily being priced out because corporations are replacing compassion with code. The Council's Rules Committee has directed the City Attorney's Office to draft an ordinance for future consideration." Now on to sports. Last night, The Los Angeles Dodgers clinched the World Series title with a thrilling 7-6 victory over the New York Yankees in Game 5. Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani delivered crucial hits, while Walker Buehler's dominant ninth inning sealed the win. Despite Aaron Judge's homer, the Yankees couldn't recover from early errors. The Dodgers take the series 4-1, celebrating at Yankee Stadium. On Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans, at 6-2, visit the New York Jets, who are 2-6. Despite Houston's stellar defense, ranking second overall, they're underdogs by 2. With key injuries, running back Joe Mixon will be crucial. Meanwhile, New York's edge rusher Haizen Reddick aims to pressure C.J. Stroud, who's been sacked 22 times. Expect a gritty matchup as the Jets try to snap their 5-game skid. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Cavaliers, 134-110, at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Evan Mobley led Cleveland with 26 points, while Donovan Mitchell added 24. LeBron James topped the Lakers with 26 points. This game marked a special homecoming for LeBron and his son, Bronny. The Lakers now stand at 3-2, while the Cavaliers remain unbeaten at 5-0. Last night, the Kings secured a commanding 6-3 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights at the Crypto.com Arena. Ants Kopitar shone with a goal and 2 assists, marking his impressive 800th career assist. Adrian Kempe and Brandt Clarke each contributed with crucial goals. The Kings, now 6-2, displayed dominance throughout, leaving the Golden Knights at 7-3-1. Tomorrow night, the Kings face off against the Chicago Blackhawks in Los Angeles. Hans Kopitar leads with 12 points, while Connor Bedard shines for Chicago. In top news, Anjem Resorts International has reported disappointing third-quarter results, missing market expectations for both profit and revenue. Weak sales in the Las Vegas casino sector were a significant factor, with quarterly revenue from these operations dropping 13% to $476 million. Winnings from table games fell 19%, totaling $328 million. Overall, the company generated total revenue of $4.18 billion, which was below analysts' average estimate of $4.21. Adjusted earnings per share were 54 cents, falling short of the 61 cents forecasted. In business news, Bending Spoons, an Italian company, is actively acquiring popular subscription apps, spending billions on tools like Evernote and WeTransfer. Co-founder Phil Libin, who remains an investor, describes his surprise at the buyout. Bending Spoons has purchased 6 companies, focusing on distressed subscription software. After acquiring Evernote, they dismissed over half the staff and raised personal plan fees by 63% to $130 annually. The company, valued at $2.6 billion, is known for paying competitive salaries. Despite mixed customer reactions, Bending Spoons claims record retention rates and ongoing improvements to its apps. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $72,300. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Goetzius Maximus is down to 56 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is making waves by introducing its advanced voice feature for ChatGPT to both Mac and Windows users starting today. Previously, this more natural method of interaction, featuring an improved voice and the ability to pause while speaking, was only available on mobile applications. The exciting news for Mac users is that ChatGPT and Siri can coexist on the platform. Additionally, Apple Intelligence is enhancing Siri's capabilities, allowing it to interface directly with ChatGPT, with this feature expected in an update to macOS Sequoia in December. This week also saw Apple revamp its entire Mac line, incorporating M2, M3, and M4 chips with 16 gigabytes of RAM. And in entertainment news, Martha Stewart has expressed her discontent with a new Netflix documentary, Martha, directed by R.J. Cutler. She told the New York Times she hates the final scenes depicting her as a lonely old lady in the garden, insisting they should have been removed. While she enjoyed the first half of the documentary, she criticized the second half for its focus on her legal troubles from 2001 to 2005, calling the trial boring. Stewart lamented the absence of her grandchildren, travels, and encounters with lawyer Alan Dershowitz. She also wished for a rap music score instead of the classical soundtrack used. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the English playwright and poet, William Congreve. And he said, "I confess freely to you, I could never look long upon a monkey without very mortifying reflections." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.